Blog Talk Radio. Black and brown. So let's go to chapter 6 and read all of it, and then I will go on to the story in the book of Job that I have listed on my program, but the switchboard at Blog Talk Radio is blocking what I have written, so I don't know what I said to you all. I cannot see. They have, it's a message for me to put my friends and relatives on the air. I should go on the air so that maybe one or some of them can give me a call. But that's not the format that I have. My mission is to feed God's sheep. And that's what he told me, feed his sheep. He didn't say to me to take calls from anyone. And I'm glad he didn't tell me to take calls from people, because I'm afraid of people anyway. Nonetheless, let me start reading in Genesis chapter 6. You understand that we come from Seth and Noah, and not those other people that he made. He made two sets of people, and we came from the one that was saved. I think that maybe in the Great Flood, maybe the other people died off. I don't know what happened. I will tell you as much as I know. Reads chapter 6, verse 1. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God, well, you see, it said sons. He had more than one God, but one child, but he only had one earthly child by a black woman on this earth. You've been told that and seen pictures that the woman was white, but it should not be, in that he made from the dust, from the sands, well, not the sands, but the dust of the earth, and that should be black or brown. Verse number 2, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with men, for he has also his flesh. Let me read that again. For that he also is flesh. Is God also flesh? Yet in his day he shall be 120 years old. 120 years. Listen, sheep. He's saying that all the sickness and the bad things, that the evil that comes up on the earth, we should live to get 120. But most of us do not. Some of us, few of us, get to be about 115. I hope to get as many years as I can in. Verse number 4, it says, there were giants in the earth in those days. Did you know that, sheep? There were giants. Now, I have read this scripture. I have read Genesis. This is my third time reading it. And I'm glad that I am, because I am remembering something or learning something that I had forgotten. It says, there were giants in the earth in those days. And also, after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. And that means that they were the men renowned means to have fame or well known. And God said, get this, a man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his hearts was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made men. Repented means that he regretted, or regret means he was sad that he made men. He repented. The Lord, let me read verse 6 again. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and creeping things, and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I made them. Again, repentance means to regret or feel sorry that he made man. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Now, our children, I want you to remember that we are the children, grandchildren of Seth, and Noah is one of his grandchildren. And Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence, as it is today. Isn't that the way it seems to you? That's the way it seems with me. I heard last week on the news, maybe 2 weeks ago now, this young man in Florida shot up a school, killing 17 people. You would hate for that to happen in your neighborhood. And all it is man-made. They should put religion back in school. I think if that young man had found God in religion, or been taught religion, maybe he would not have shot up that school. But that's just what I think. You might think differently. And God looked on the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of the earth, of all flesh, is come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them. Behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shall in the ark, and thou shalt pitch it within and without. With pitch, and pitch is another word for saying tar. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits. A cubit is 1.5. And what you do is multiply 300 times 1.5, and you'll get 450 feet. Of it, 50 cubits, and the height of it, 30 cubits. Well, the breadth is to be 75 feet, and then 30 cubits, that would be 45 feet. A window shall thou make to the ark, and shall thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shall thou set in the side thereof with lower, second, and third stories shall thou make it. So the boat has three stories. So it's, remember, it's 450 feet tall, feet long, and 75 feet on the breadth, and the height is 45 feet. It says 30 cubits. 30 cubits equals 45 feet. And the flood, let me read that again. A window thou shalt make to the ark, and the cubit thereof thou finish it above. The door of the ark shall thou set in the side thereof with the lower, second, and third stories shall thou make it. And behold, I, do bring the flood of water upon the earth to destroy all flesh within it, within is the breath of life, heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee I establish my covenant, and a covenant is like an agreement or a contract. And thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons, and thy sons' wife, and thy sons' wives with thee, being and of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort, thou shalt bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. Thou shalt make male and female. So in the ark, well, he says, thou shalt be male and female. So every two things. I'm wondering if he means human two. Let me read verse 20. Of the fowls of every kind, of the cattle of after their own kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come into thee to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee Eden, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah, according to that commanded him. So he did. And commandment means to order, or he was told. He did it. So that's the end of chapter 6 in Genesis. I pray that you see, have an understanding of what has been read to you. Now I am going to go to Job chapter 30. And I hope that I can read this within. I have 10 minutes left, and I hope that I can read it all to you. Let's start Job chapter 30, verse 1. But now they are younger than I, have me in division, whose fathers I would have disdained to have set with the dogs of my flock. He would have a scorn he would not have. Let me read that again. Verse 1 of chapter 30. But now they that are younger than I have me in derision and that scorn, whose fathers I would have disdained to have set with the dogs of my flock. So they have insulted, yea, whereto might the strength of my hands profit me, in whom old age was perished. For want and famine they gave solitary, fleeing unto the wilderness in former times, desolate and waste. Who cut up mellows, and mellows are plants in the forest, and Jupiter roots for their meat. They were driven forth from among men. Well, who were they that were driven forth from among men? They cried after them. They made them run as if they had stole something or as if they were a thief, to dwell in the cliffs of the valley and the caves of the earth and in the rocks. Among the bushes they brayed, under the nettles they were gathered together, and they were children of fools, yea, children of base men. They were viler than the earth. They were bad people. That's what I think he's trying to say. And how am I? And how am I their song? Yea, I am their byword. A byword is like a word of disrespect. You know, just like some people will call us out of our name, they will say Negroes or niggas and stuff like that. That's a byword. It's not in respect to a nation. Or it's honky. You know, it's a byword. Verse 10. They hate, they abhor. That means to hate me. They flee far from me and spare not to spit in my face, because he has loosed my cord to me. They have let loose the bridle before me. The bridle is like a restraining. That's what I understand a bridle to be. Upon my right hand rise the you, push me away my feet. They rise up against me the ways of their destruction. They mar my path. They set forward calamity. They have no helper. And calamity is like a disaster or tragedy. They come upon me as a wide breaking in the water. In desolation, they roll themselves upon me. And desolation means that uninhabited or it's barren. Verse 15. Careless are on me. They pursue my soul as the wind, and my welfare passes away as a cloud. And now my soul is poured out unto me. The days of affliction have taken hold upon me. my bones are perished within me. In the night season, my skin is sinew, and that means muscles take no rest. By the great force of my disease, my garment came. It binded about me as the collar of my coat. He has cast me into the mire, and the mire is like a marsh or a swamp, and I am become like dust and ashes. I cry unto thee, and thou dost not hear me. I stand up and regardest me not. He doesn't consider him. Thou with thy strong hand, thou opposest me, thyself against me, that he fights against him, his sin. Thou liftest me up in the wind, thou castest me in that cask that causes me to ride upon it, and dissolve my substance, for I know that I will bring, for I know thou will bring me to death and to the house appointed for all my living. Howbeit will thou stretch out thy hand to the grave, though they cry in his destruction. Did I not weep for him in his when he was in trouble? Was my soul grieved for the poor? When I looked for good, then evil came upon me. When I went to fight, there came darkness. When I waited for light, there came darkness. My bowels boiled, and the rest not. The days of my affliction prevented me. I'm going to stop here at verse 27 or verse 28, and I'll start there next week. Oh, I forgot to tell you what days are ahead. Like the Passover is March the 30th, and the unleavened bread is March the 31st through April the 6th. The day of Pentecost is from June the 4th. I will leave that next week. First thing, let me have a closing prayer with you. And, oh, I forgot to tell you who I am. This is the Feed My Sheep show. Happy Friday evening to everyone. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Now, let's say an ending prayer. Father in heaven, all your protection from the evil one. And as James 4:15 says, if it's the Lord's will, I will be with you next week. Let me say, God loves you, and I love you too.
And I know He lies forever in my heart. We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause He and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation.